calling her hometown radio station, I guess, right?
Right, yeah.
So they're having a conversation. She's on her phone, which we can't understand why she's on her phone.
Right.
Because that drives us crazy. But this is the interview.
Good enough for me. Northern Lights. Yeah. Northern Lights.
Yeah.
No, I was on the spec.
Okay, I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me anything she just said.
The only thing I heard is I'll give you a dollar, but that was you and not her.
Good enough for me. Northern Lights. Yeah. Northern Lights.
Yeah. No,
I was on the spectrum. Normal people.
People.
I heard the word people. Okay, there you go. We heard the word people. She's talking about people.
Okay.
Yes, you know, I love it.
Just my favorite TV shows.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Did you just take a piss?
Yeah, you heard me, and I flushed too, and I'm no shame.
Did you really?
Yes, I heard a flush.
Did you really just go to the toilet while you were doing an interview with us?
Sure did. Yeah, and then I just flushed with no shame.
Yeah,
I love it. Did you,
because guess what? Stars are just like us.
I think I heard flushed with no shame. Then I flushed with no shame.
And stars are just like us.
Yeah, she said, guess what? Stars are just like us. But here's the thing I don't understand. Did she at one point, because they asked, did you take a piss? I think she said she just flushed a turd. Is that what she said?
Did you just take a piss?
Yeah, you heard me, and I flushed too, and I'm no shame.
Oh, and I flushed
too. Did you
really?
Too. Yes, I heard a flush.
Did you really just go to the toilet?
Oh, okay, so.
Okay, and I flushed too. God, you know, that Australian accent really throws me. Okay, she did not flush a turd. Although, maybe she might have. We don't know. It's Sia. Pretty out there.
You can't understand her when she's, you know, next to you. When she's on a phone, you really can't understand them.
Not a word.
So if I was dating somebody from Australia and I was talking on the phone, I would not know anything that they were talking. Are you listening to me? Kinda.
But see, you wouldn't date anybody from Australia because that's your least favorite accent. So you just, the minute you met a hot girl and she started, hey, good day, you're out.
Yeah, this is like the German accent. It's just ugly.
Did you just take a piss?
Yeah, you heard me, and I flushed too, and I'm no shame.
Did you really?
Yes, I heard a flush.
Wow.
I know, I think about that, because, you know, I'm right now promoting my book.
Right.
And sometimes I'll do, like, back-to-back interviews where I'm on my phone, because, you know, I hate that. I wish everyone can do Zoom or so I can sound really good when I talk to them.
Mm.
But I end up on my phone a lot, and I think about, like, what if I'm in the middle of back-to-back interviews and I have to go to the bathroom? It's not like, if I'm talking to you and you and I are just chatting away, I can hit mute, I can go to the toilet, no big deal. But you can't hit mute because it's question-answer. You know, you can't sit back. You can't go, hang on a minute. You know, you're stuck.
Okay, you're not doing interviews back to back. You're not doing one at 3, one at 3:10, one at 3:20, you're going to have time to pee.
No, I've had days that I've been doing back to back where I like had a plan ahead, like don't drink water, make sure I pee at the beginning of it. I've had a couple of days like that.
Yeah, but I know you don't have them back to back like that. Just in your head, you think they are, because I guarantee you have food next to you, because there's no way you can go through a whole 6-minute interview without eating.
I have graham crackers in case I get low blood sugar, and I have some water, and I do it all in my closet because that's where the sound is the best.
Yes,
so I have. It's almost like I've brought the kitchen into the closet. It's fantastic.
So they ask you, you know, how long did it take you to read the book? Hold on. Crunch, 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 crunch. I'm eating.
I try and swallow before they finish asking the question.
Right.
You know, like as they're talking, you can eat. And then as soon as they're done, just make sure your mouth is empty. Like I did with you.
You're the only person that plans bathroom and food in their day.
Around work, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. I do.
Right. Oh, my God. It's a 5-minute interview. I don't know when I'm going to pee.
No, are you kidding? I'm doing interviews that are like, you know, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Least. 10 minutes. So you can't pee?
I did one that was 20. I had something else yesterday that I was on for the full hour.
Right.
So there you go. I had a full hour.
Full hour.
Yeah. It's a lot of time to sit there.
You went a whole 60 minutes and not peed.
And I didn't eat for the whole hour. And let me tell you, the second that interview was over, I made a beeline for my kitchen.
What's worse, the not peeing or the not eating?
It's tough. It's definitely a toss-up.
So you're not going to blame Sia at all. You're just going to say, girl, I feel you. I know what it's like.
You know, here's why that was kind of smart of her. Would we be talking about this interview if she didn't pee in the middle of it? Because, I mean, honestly, do you really care about Sia and her life and what's going on? She's not, I love her as a singer, but she's not one of those provocative celebrities that you're like, oh my God, what's Sia up to? Literally, nobody cares.
She went out and adopted an 18-year-old.
Yeah, okay. So we know about that already.
An 18-year-old boy. That, to me, that could be a whole interview right there.
I guess. I mean, I feel like she's said everything there is to say about it. She's been interviewed about that over and over. Mm-hmm. But okay, so may I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But for the most part, I mean, you know, it's not like a Kim Kardashian interview where you hang on their every word.
Mm-hmm. No, I think I'd rather have Sia. I want to know about the 18-year-old adoption. That's what I want to know.
But that's not what they were talking about. They were talking about her favorite TV.
I have no idea what they're talking about because I couldn't understand them.
Well, she mentioned the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, so I'm assuming they were talking about her favorite TV
shows.
That
could have been the kid's name. She could have named him, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, when you adopt a kid, it's kind of like when you adopt a dog. You can change their name. So I wonder if you adopt an 18-year-old, if you can change their name.
I don't think you can. I think maybe just a baby.
They're
I think
used
if they
to
hand
it.
You if they hand you a baby and say, listen, we didn't know this kid's name, we just started calling it Rover.
Right.
You could certainly change a baby's name.
No, I think if you adopt something that you can change its name to whatever you want.
It depends how old the child is. You know, a dog, it doesn't matter. It's not like the dog is going to say, I'm sorry, my name is Sam. You know, whereas a kid's been answering this to the same name. If the kid knows their name, you can't change their name.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason why I would adopt a kid, just so I could name the kid Han Solo.
Right.
You know, that's pretty much the only reason. And if I can't rename him, I don't want to do it.
I wonder if people do that. I wonder if they adopt older children. Like, hi, Michael, nice to meet you. Your new name is Han Solo.
You are now Hans.